It seems like a calm, typical day on the CU Boulder campus. But unbeknownst to many, we are actually standing in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. It's a week of humans versus zombies, a campus-wide game of tag. Zombies try to kill humans who try to survive the week. A tag from a zombie kills a human, but if a human can hit a zombie with rolled-up socks, Nerf darts, or marshmallows, the zombie will be stunned long enough for the human to make their escape. Today, the humans have a special mission. They have to escort Charlie Sheen, or an organizer pretending to be Charlie Sheen, to three locations around campus and take pictures.
The plot basis here is that Charlie Sheen himself has come to pull some publicity on the campus, and part of the idea is to prove to the world at large that Boulder is totally fine, there's no zombie risk. Charlie Sheen himself is here to show us.
That's Brendan Crane, one of the organizers of Humans vs. Zombies on campus. He's been fighting zombies for 6 years, and says he keeps coming back to the fight because of the relationships you build during an apocalypse.
I think the reason I've stuck with it over these years is that it provides this really rare opportunity for people, especially of the geekier demographics, to sort of get out in the world and interact and form these long-lasting friendships. And there's something that unites people about facing the apocalypse in a way that no other activity can. I mean, you'll talk about team sports. This is life or death.
I'm embedded with the humans, but before we begin, I get to chat with Matt Stewart, a new member of the zombie horde.
When did you die?
10:45.
This morning?
Yep.
Oh. That's only half an hour ago.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
How did you become a zombie this year? What happened?
So, I was just kind of wistfully wandering towards the engineering center when somebody just came flying by, went, tagged me on the back, but didn't die as gloriously as I wanted to.
If you could die as a human, what would be the ideal way to go down?
My ideal way of dying is charging into a horde of zombies. Single-handedly.
That glorious death wasn't meant to be this year, and Matt takes off to join the rest of the zombies. And soon, we humans move out. But before you know it, we come upon two zombies, and the battle is on.
There's a zombie.
Wait, where is the zombie?
With the pink headband.
They're gonna flank us. Just be ready. Run! Start running! Go! The Sheen's not running!
Coming from war correspondent Julian.
Yes. What just happened?
So, big group of humans with Charlie Sheen in the center came up on the buffalo statue, and maybe 350, 400 feet out, we saw two zombies. A small number of zombies is always a concerning thing because there's usually more of them we just don't know about. So Charlie Sheen charged the zombies, in response to which the humans charged Charlie Sheen. There was a fracas. The zombies were stunned. The photo was quickly taken, and the humans fled once more to the next location.
The second location are the steps of Old Main. The humans manage to snap their photo, but not before there's a human casualty.
God behind you!
Behind you!
Elise Bloom is a zombie this year, and while she didn't start out that way, she's now committed to being the best she can be.
Can I ask how you died?
One of my friends ate me. I know, it's tragic, it's tragic. But now my goal is to become the zombie queen.
What do you feel like you have to do to become the zombie queen?
Eat the most humans.
How many do you have so far?
None yet. But I have to kill a human either today or tomorrow, or I starve.
We make it to the final location, and the day ends with a win for the humans. But there's still 3 more days in this apocalypse world, and the zombie horde continues to grow. For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield.